Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Unsheltered, looking at how local homeless residents are navigating the pandemic. Support comes from community partners Doe's Eat Place, Maddox New Prater Eye Center, and Carnahan Evans Cantwell and Brown.
Peter Garcelon was homeless when he first moved to Springfield.
I've been in prison, and I spent 10 years in prison, and after I got out, I turned my life over to the Lord.
Now that he's found housing, he hangs out and tries to spread encouragement here at the Veterans Coming Home Center, a drop-in place for the homeless in central Springfield. Garcelon says the pandemic has brought extra anxiety and despair to this fragile population.
A lot of them are very, very depressed. I see a lot of people here that are hurting because they don't know who to turn to, who to ask for help.
Rewind to March. Remember how scary it was for everyone in the beginning of this pandemic, when our doctors suddenly donned astronaut-looking outfits and we didn't know hardly anything about the new coronavirus other than it could kill people? Well, that fear and confusion was magnified in the homeless population, according to Adam Bodendeck, who oversees homeless services at the Community Partnership of the Ozarks.
When you have mental health conditions already, that certainly exacerbated it. So if you have a schizoaffective disorder or you are paranoid and all of a sudden this gets thrown into the mix, it becomes very overwhelming.
Sprinkle in some misinformation and a lack of access to computers or news, and it's an environment susceptible to very poor mental health. Chris Rice oversees operations at Veterans Coming Home in Springfield.
When the pandemic first happened, I heard all the crazy conspiracy theories you can even imagine.
Like what? Do you mind?
Yeah, one person walked up to me once and was terrified that they were going to round up the homeless and cut their heads off. That this was some mass, attempt to eradicate all of the homeless in one go.
Rice says he can think of four people off the top of his head who have overdosed or died by suicide since the pandemic began. He believes it's likely that the upheaval in routine and services has played a role.
Those we serve are experiencing depression, anxiety, stress, and trauma, the likes of which many of us can't even imagine. And that's on a good day.
Rice said a lot of the anxiety is over the city's cold weather shelter situation. As we've been reporting this week, the pandemic has led to fewer beds and fewer volunteers at those shelters. Burrell Behavioral Health now has a team of staff members in the new O'Reilly Center for Hope, which is Springfield's entry point for people seeking various kinds of help related to homelessness. And according to Burrell spokesman Matt Lemon, Burrell offers no-cost homeless case management through its grant-funded PATH program. It also has connection to outpatient mental health and substance use treatment within its system. And those services include help enrolling or re-enrolling for Medicaid, insurance, or other financial help, Lemon said. A little spark of joy Springfield's homeless population had latched onto last winter was the Springfield Street Choir. Katie Kring is the founder of that choir and an advocate for the homeless.
Prior to the pandemic, we rehearsed once a week with 40 or 50 people, and it felt like a family, and then we'd go out and perform and, you know, gave people a sense of dignity and joy and a place to be, and we gave them $2, and it was great. Well, now we're meeting in a parking garage, which is cold and kind of drippy.
And Kring says there's one mental health impact that often gets overlooked, and this year it's directly related to Springfield's lack of emergency overnight shelter, sleep deprivation.
Imagine going through days and weeks not getting more than 2 or 3 hours of sleep.
And if there's one thing we've learned in 2020, it's that sudden and prolonged isolation can hurt almost anyone. That's why husband and wife Brian Webb and Angela Smith are grateful to have each other. They live in a tent in West Springfield.
People are all about this social distancing and everything else, and honestly, you can't get to know somebody if you don't reach out to them, and it's made people afraid to reach out.
Smith says she once worked as an ambulance paramedic, but couldn't get over the trauma she experienced in responding to the Joplin tornado. Smith says she healed by finding joy and meaning in her friendship with her husband. I ask each of them to describe their partner's best traits.
Some of his best traits, he does the right thing just because it's the right thing to do. Not getting any reward from it, not getting anything like that. He does it just because it's the right thing to do. He's honest. He's strong.
What's some of her best traits?
Acceptance. Hands down, heck, she accepts me for who I am no matter what. Unconditional love. It's such something that I've looked for my entire life that I didn't find until I met her.
Angela Smith says the depression she sees on Springfield streets is tied to low reserves of hope and opportunity, two things in extra short supply among the homeless as we go into winter during a worldwide pandemic. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Doe's Eat Place, Maddox New Prater Eye Center, and Carnahan Evans Cantwell and Brown.